I would like to address the following question to you today. How ought we to pray, and how did Jesus pray when he was on earth? I am Pastor Schulze with the Call to Obedience radio ministry. This broadcast comes to you every week over the station at this time. Now, if you have a computer and access to the internet, you will want to take down my website address at the end of this broadcast. So have paper and pencil ready. My website has many other messages that will help you. Most in English, I should say all in English, some in Spanish, some in Latvian, some in Russian, and some in German. For our text today, we're going to John 17, the first five verses. These words spake Jesus, and lifted up his eyes to heaven, and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee, as thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. Let us pray. Our Father, we pray now for thy divine anointing on this declaration of thy sacred word, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. We're now entering one of the most sacred territories of the Holy Bible. We're now entering together with Jesus into the Holy of Holies. We have before us the holiest prayer by the holiest man. When you ask, how does one pray? I can point you today to two model prayers in the whole Bible. The first one is in the book of Matthew in the Sermon on the Mount. It is commonly called the Lord's Prayer. And this one here before us is commonly called Jesus' High Priestly Prayer. These are the two model prayers of all the Bible. Now, the Lord's Prayer and the Sermon on the Mount really should be called the Disciples' Prayer, because it begins with these words, Jesus speaking, after this manner, therefore, pray ye. So there Jesus is instructing us how we ought to pray. And then the first two lines of the Disciples' Prayer are, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Now this prayer here in John 17, this high priestly prayer before us, this prayer of Jesus, is truly, in many ways, Jesus' prayer. And it is this prayer of our Lord that we want to consider and compare to the disciples' prayer somewhat today. In this prayer, the true Lord's Prayer, the high priestly prayer, are embedded. Prayers that we cannot pray because we are not Jesus. For example, it says in verse 1, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee. We can't pray that. Neither can we pray the second verse in which Jesus prays, As thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. But we can pray the third verse, where Jesus says, And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ. And again, we cannot pray the fourth verse of this Lord's Prayer, which says, I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. Neither can we pray the fifth verse, where Jesus prays, And now, Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. So at least the first part of this high priestly prayer is really the Lord's Prayer in most every way, and it is not and will never be the disciples' prayer. So some of you say, well, I want to pray like Jesus did. For you to pray like Jesus did, you must begin praying the disciples' prayer first. Yes, you and I better start there. And then perhaps we can move up to some of the petitions that Jesus gives us in the Lord's Prayer. And I say to some petitions, which we will cover in the days ahead. Now let's look at the disciples' prayer before we get to the Lord's Prayer, and then we'll make some comparisons. The first petition of the disciples' prayer is, Hallowed be thy name. It's found in Matthew chapter 6, verse 9. That is the highest petition that you and I as disciples can pray. Hallowed be thy name. Now that means kept holy be your name. And the way you and I keep God's name holy in the eyes of men and God is for us to live holy lives. Hallowed be thy name means, Lord, help me to live a holy life. That is the highest rung on the ladder of the disciples' prayer. So this is not about soul winning, although soul winning is very important. It's not about good works. That's also important. It's not about church attendance. That's also good. It's not about tithing and sacrificial giving. The first and highest rung of the disciples' prayer is holiness. This is the rung of holiness. Because the closest you ever come to God is by you being holy, by you living a holy life from morning till night, from Monday through Sunday. Don't you say, my holiness is in Christ and I can live like the devil. Shame on you. When Christ comes into your life, he brings his holiness with him. And we keep Christ and his holiness with us by living holy. So the Sermon on the Mount has the disciples' prayer embedded in it, the highest petition being a petition for holiness without which no man shall see the Lord. So in the middle of the Sermon on the Mount, God is calling us to holiness. And Jesus said, After this manner therefore pray ye, hallowed be thy name. If you're not interested in holiness, my dear friend, you are not interested in God. And all your religion is just pretending, it's just hypocrisy. What you watch on television, what you do for entertainment, the kind of magazines that you open up tell me a lot whether you're interested in holiness or not, whether you're interested in God or not. Now let's go to Jesus' prayer in John 17, to the high priestly prayer, and let's look at Jesus' first petition. It is not hallowed be thy name, because Jesus is already holy. He never was unholy. So his first petition is not for holiness, but for the glory of God. John 17, verse 1, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also might glorify thee. By the way, the word glory and its derivatives are used 5 times in the first 5 verses of Jesus' prayer. It comes from the Greek word doxa, and it means to give dignity and honor and praise and worship. I say it is to ascribe proper value to a subject. I once bought a carpet for my prayer room, and I paid about $100 for it at some discount store. Then sometime later, I went to a home show, and in this large home show, there was a carpet salesman who had beautiful carpets. I thought I would buy one of them for perhaps $100, as I did before. But when I sat down with this gentleman, he said, No, these carpets are $6,000 to $10,000 apiece. I said, Wait a minute. I just bought a carpet for $100 at a discount store. He said, Sir? And he started looking down at me. Now, I'm 6'5", and that man was about 5'2", and he was looking down at me. He came from India or Pakistan or someplace out east. And he started to explain to me how these carpets were woven, how many women it took, and how many hours, how many months, and that these carpets would easily last 100 to 200 years. My friend, I want you to know I was very, very embarrassed, and I began to see very quickly that I was not able to ascribe the proper value, the proper glory to the carpets he had. I was not in a position of knowledge and appreciation to ascribe the proper value to this man's products. And I want you to know that this is the earnest prayer of our Lord Jesus. He's praying that he would get back to the position he was in before the world was made, so he once again, from that position, from that platform, could give glory, proper glory, to God the Father. So Jesus prayed, I've glorified thee on the earth. And then he says, and now, O Father, glorify thou with me, with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. Now the way you and I can glorify God is if we get on the platform of a holy life, because if we are on the platform of a holy life, we are at our best in knowing how to glorify God and how to value God. But Jesus prayed beyond that. He already was holy. He had already glorified God here on earth, but he had an aspiration to get back the glory in his own life that he had before he operated in the limits of his humanity, in the weakness of human flesh. He was looking for the day when the glory he had before the foundation of the world was laid, that glory would come back upon him, so that from that position he could give proper, complete, absolute, thorough glory to God his Father, which he could not do now in the limits of human flesh. That was Jesus' aspiration in the high priestly prayer. He said, I have glorified thee on the earth. I finished the work. I'm done now with this work in human flesh and blood, but I'm ready to get back the glory I had before the world was created, so I can glorify my Father like I used to. I'm ready to get back to the world of absolute perfection. That world of absolute perfection was the world that existed before the earth was created, before Lucifer and his angels rose up against God and rebelled against him. It was before there was war in heaven and sin on the earth. I'm looking forward to the day, that glorious day that existed before the world was created, where everything was absolutely perfect and untainted, so I can glorify God our Father the way he ought to be glorified. The way I was able to glorify him then in an atmosphere of total purity. My friend, now you can see why Jesus said that there will be a new heaven and a new earth. We understand why there will be a new earth, but there will also be a new heaven. Because the heaven we now have is a heaven that has known war, has known rebellion, has known sin through rebellion. So Jesus is going to create a new heaven which will be as untouched and untainted as heaven was before the world was made. Isn't it wonderful, my friend, that you and I, if we follow the Lord Jesus Christ, live holy, because without holiness no man shall see the Lord. Isn't it wonderful that that new heaven will be experienced by us someday also? So, you've heard today the first petition of two models of the two model prayers. The highest prayer for the disciples is, Hallowed be thy name. That's the way we can best glorify God. And the first petition of Jesus' prayer is, Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee. Now, for those of you who have internet access, I give you my webpage address, and it is www.schulze.org. Schulze is spelled S-C-H-U-L-T-Z-E. Once again, S-C-H-U-L-T-Z-E.org. Look me up. I'm Pastor Schulze with the Call to Obedience radio ministry. Goodbye now until next week. In case you would like to visit the Kokomo Christian Fellowship, we meet at 10 o'clock Sunday mornings at 3215 West Judson Road in Kokomo, Indiana.